This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Today, we will look at another one of the most important verses in the whole Bible. For the next 4 minutes, let's analyze a vital Bible verse that, if properly understood, can change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's verse, Hebrews 9:27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Have you ever made an appointment to meet a person or to be in a certain place at a certain time and then completely forgot about it? It happened to me not long ago. I had a friend visiting from Singapore. He called me and we made an appointment to meet at a restaurant nearby. Then, to my sorrow and shame, I forgot about it. I felt terrible. I immediately went to where he was staying, apologized, and asked his forgiveness. I am sure we have all experienced something of that nature. We missed our appointment because of forgetfulness. We were delayed by a flat tire, or bad weather, or sickness, or any number of things. But you know, there is one appointment that we are all going to keep, unless it is preempted by the second coming of Jesus Christ. Today's vital Bible verse tells us that we are all appointed to die. Notice, once to die. This excludes the possibility of endless reincarnation, which some would have us believe. This verse puts to rest the teaching of reincarnation. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. There is another appointment spoken of in this verse, the appointment to stand before God at the place of judgment. At that time, your eternal state will be determined. This is the unalterable decree of God. You must die and you must be judged. Now think with me for a minute. There are lots of things in this life that you have a second chance at. In a ball game, if you come up to bat and strike out, very likely you will come up to bat again for a second chance. The movie actor who does not like the way a scene went can have a retake. Therefore, it is a great comfort to the follower of Jesus Christ to know that when he comes to that final appointment, it will all go well. Paul said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Isn't that a tremendous word of encouragement to all who are in Christ? For me to die is gain. However, to those who are outside of Christ, death is the final, horrible, unspeakable loss. For the Christian, to die is gain. For the non-Christian, to die is to lose it all. The context of this vital Bible verse explains God's provision for our appointment with death and judgment. Jesus Christ came to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. My friend, he died that you might live. Repent of your sin. Turn by faith to Christ. Put your trust in him and receive the gift of eternal life. This vital Bible verse is just one of 60 carefully selected scriptures that are contained in our scripture memory course. May God bless you as you fill your life with his word.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us this year on Daily Discipleship. To receive your free subscription to the Navigator's Daily Walk Devotional Guide magazine, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. Each issue contains a daily Bible reading guide plus timely insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and request your free copy of Daily Walk. Join us on Daily Discipleship.